Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, indeed, folks. Here we go. It's another episode of Patriot Nation Radio Show. Our counterpart this evening, James Bostic, in a conservative's perspective, has the night off tonight. So if you're wondering or where his show was this evening, that's what happened. But he'll be back again Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Do not miss it. Hey, Yolanda's watching what's happening. I can't flash, but that's okay. Hey, we're going to have a great show for you tonight. Tonight we are advocating for some of our favorite veteran groups, one that has actually helped me personally, so I will always try to promote them and tell people about the group, the organization, et cetera, et cetera. That's our friend Peggy Baker. She's going to join us. And then after Peggy, our friend Greg, he's a local guy here, and he does Canine Partners for Patriots. And he's going to be on. In fact, our friend Josh got his service dog from this gentleman's organization. He's one of the first ones that got his companion pet, his PTSD service dog, from this organization. So it's going to be a really excellent show. I implore people, do not wait till Veterans Day to thank a veteran. It's very important. Check it out. Check this out.
You are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Live, 347-637-3942.
And now a word for a couple of my friends that are doing great things. I want you to check them out, check out their music, check out their websites, et cetera, et cetera. This is for Dave Bray, USA, and for LibertyRush.com. Give me two more minutes because I like to promote these guys. It's very important that we stick together and join each other's organizations and groups and band together and save America.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives. Big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com. The official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only, and then she will call the badge number or he will call the badge number.
Sorry, that's DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition. That's out now. New music's rolling out. Into the Light is on out of Spotify and all your favorite music sources. Find out where you can find that. That's talking about a song, Last Call. Did great. It's doing great. If you want to hear it, DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission Storyteller Edition, out now, and LibertyRush.com. And I don't want to forget my friend Paul over at PatriotShit.com. Those guys are doing great things, wonderful, fantastic things. I like the people that are doing good things. I like to promote as much as I can. Like, if you're helping out our greatest people, those who sacrifice their life, their time, their limbs, their sanity, so that we can be free. So we're going to play a song after we have Peggy on. We're going to play a song by our friend Dave Bray, and you'll be able to get that song if you want it at DaveBrayUSA.com. But it's important. Like my wife was talking to a guy, he was a Vietnam veteran, and she thanked him for his service. And he said, "Ma'am, don't thank me for my service. Welcome me home, because I was never welcomed home." How deep is that? So now, you know, when you see a guy with a Vietnam veteran hat on, do you say welcome home first before you thank him for your service? I would have to say maybe you do both. Welcome home and thank you for your service. May God bless you. I hope that you can find peace within your soul and live a free life. That's all we can hope for, right? That's what we want for these brave men and women who put their lives on the line so that we can enjoy the freedoms that are slowly slipping away, like Speedy Gonzalez, Pepe Le Pew, and, you know, Dr. Seuss. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to skip all that stuff because that's just a distraction. The real deal is plight of our veterans. I'm going to welcome our first guest to the show. Peggy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Mark. I really appreciate you having me here.
You really helped me out, and I'll never forget it, and I will always promote you guys. And do what I can. If I raise money, it goes to you guys.
We really appreciate that, Mark. And truly, it was an honor to be able to help you in your time of need. There's no greater feeling than to know that you're able to do something to lighten the load of one of our heroes. And that's what we
do. Now, I don't know
if you
see the live feed, Peggy, but if you get a chance, watch the live feed back. You only have to watch a few minutes of it, a second. And you'll see over my shoulder my dad's flag and his Navy picture.
I'll
and his
check
dog
that
tags
out.
Are hanging there. And you don't see his dog tags are hanging there, but you can't see them. There they are.
They're quite a breed all their own, that's for sure, my friend.
So because of you, I'm able to have these wonderful memories, and I honor my dad, and I thank you so much. So, like I said, if I can promote you, if I raise money, I send it to you guys.
I appreciate that. What we do is so small compared to the sacrifices that are made for us each day. It kind of blows my mind just watching what they go through, and every day they get up and they try harder and harder. And I mean, they're the best of us. There's no doubt about that.
Did you hear the gentleman that my wife encountered when he said, "Don't thank me for my service, welcome me home"? Ooh.
I know that got me in the same place as it did you. I actually, through this journey with our younger veterans, that's how my journey started out, was with the younger veterans. But you know what impressed me the most was our Vietnam veterans, because they weren't filled with anger that they, you know, didn't have a welcome home. They reached out to these young men and women and, you know, put everything forward to try to let them know that they understood what they were going through and that they cared
right.
what they were going through. It was one of the most moving things I think I've ever seen, especially when you know that how our Vietnam veterans were treated when they did come home, you know. So
right.
That just really moves me. It just shows you again the breed of people that put on that uniform.
And watch how fast I can change the mood right here from empathy and caring to they're getting ready to honor Hanoi Jane, for crying out loud.
Are there any words for something like that? It just kind of blows your mind that kind of stuff is going on in this world. I just don't understand it.
It's unreal. Some of these guys
really
must
is.
Really be beside themselves when they hear this type of stuff, if not every single last one of them.
Absolutely. Many won't say anything about it, and they keep quiet about it, but I'm sure they have to feel that way, you know? I mean, what
yeah.
in the world? We really have our priorities confused sometimes, that's for sure. But
so,
the ones that should be honored are these young men and women that put on that uniform, and they have no idea where they're headed and what's down the road for them, and yet they
right.
do it every day
yeah.
for all of us, you know?
Amazing.
That's a pretty significant thing.
And I said it before, I'll say it again, I'll say it right now. I have come to this point in my life that when a military veteran sees me, can look at me and say, "This is an American that I am proud to have served for."
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's heavy, yes. I do. You know, there's so many people that kind of walk around with blinders on, and they just don't see the sacrifice. You know, I was one of those people. 17 years ago, I had no idea what was sacrificed for me every single day. And then once I found out, I live every day with this feeling of feeling so blessed to be part of their lives. They have so much to offer each and every one of us, you know.
Yeah. So
it's quite a
Operation
journey.
Operation First Response is a fantastic organization. And tell people what inspired the beginnings of Operation First Response and how they, you know, all the rigmarole, how they can link up if they want to volunteer, if they want to donate or anything like that, how they can do all that.
Well, we've had a really interesting journey. It started out when my son decided to join the Army right after 9/11 and kind of opened my eyes really quickly to the sacrifice. And I really, when he went to Iraq, I really needed to be doing something here to feel positive about backing, you know, him and what his comrades were doing. And so I started going into Walter Reed, but we actually really got entwined with the wounded at the combat support hospitals in Iraq and Afghanistan. And then they were flown to Landstuhl, and we had a wonderful woman that worked there that was part of the organization for many years that took care of them, and then would send them to they'd be coming to Walter Reed, and I'd be waiting with their family members and to greet them. And that was just a powerful time that I'll never forget. And then it kind of went through their phase of recovery, which for some lasted many years, and then back into their communities and feeling a little bit lost. And the VA system, you know, early on was very broken. And so there was just families that were falling apart financially just by the wayside, and it was terrible to watch. So that's pretty much how OFR, Operation First Response, became an entity, was that I just went into Walter Reed and started meeting all these families, and we were able to see that, you know, there was moms and dads that were leaving their jobs, and there were spouses that were there trying to be by their loved one's bedside. And so the financial end of it was really falling to the wayside. And so we started helping initially with different bills at home to try to take care of that, so that moms and dads didn't work their whole lives and then their child was injured serving our country and then they were going to lose everything. That didn't make any much sense. So that's how we started. But then going into the system, once I went back home, you know, you began to deal with a whole new set of issues, and it was getting them through the time of no income and while they were waiting for their benefits to arrive. Or, you know, many of them tucked a lot of emotion inside for a long time, for a period of time. And then once they went home and tried to acclimate into the civilian world, which is really difficult for the military, they, you know, a lot of demons came up. And I think that's when we started realizing that suicides were on a rising, devastating numbers. And, you know, I mean, so we met so many families and we helped them get through the different periods of time with financial aid. That's really what we do, is financial aid. However, I think what we most importantly sometimes what we do is that we just stay in their lives if they want us. I mean, some come in and they've had a, you know, they're on a fixed income and the electric bill is extra high, or one of their appliances break down, or the car breaks down, sends the family into a spiral of financial difficulties. And so we come in and try to help with those needs. We always pay the vendor directly. We do that as good stewards of our funding from our donors, as well as we realize that, you know, sometimes if you've really been struggling and you're young and you've really been struggling for funds and you get a big check in the mail, it may not go where it really needs to go. And I, as a mother, need to know that they've got a roof over their head and food in the refrigerator and the utilities are all on and that kind of stuff. So we do that. But, you know, we also realize that, you know, there are many things that aren't covered. We actually, when we started out, we thought we were just serving OIF and OEF veterans, but we got a call about a World War II vet whose electricity had been shut off, and we're like, are we going to say, we'd never been approached with that before, and we realized that, you know, we're not serving them because of what conflict they're in. We're serving them because they put the uniform on. So I ran to our bylaws and realized that I hadn't stipulated that. And so we are one of the few organizations that do serve all conflicts. So because I just can't serve a veteran simply because they were in a particular conflict. It's just not what it's all about. And
right.
Many of our older veterans don't have a lot of resources either, you know, and they get into trouble too, and they're just as proud as our young veterans. They don't want to ask for help, you know, so they don't usually come to us when it's just a little smoke. They come to us when it's a full-blown fire, and we got to put all the fire out. But we do a ton of different things. We work on cases that, you know, they may only need that one particular help and we never hear from them again. We work on cases that we've been part of their lives for 17 years and think of them as family, you know. So we check up on them. We stay in their lives. They need to know that we care past, you know, it just can't be that certain few months when they first come home from war. This is a long-term thing. The stuff that they're going to fight inside is going to be a lifetime's worth. And we need to respect that and be there when they need us. And I worry about so many of them taking their lives, you know. I mean, the suicide rate is astronomical. You know, everyone should just be trying to figure out what are we doing and how do we keep this from happening as much as possible. We're not going to save everybody, but we certainly need to be there for as many as we can be, you know.
Absolutely. And if someone wants to get in touch with your organization, make a donation or maybe even volunteer or something, or have some kind of service they can offer veterans that you can link to or something, whatever the case may be, how could they do that?
They can go to our website. It's operationfirstresponse.org, and they can contact us there, or they can email us at info@operationfirstresponse.org, and they can call us at 888-289-0280. And, you know, I mean, we're open to ideas. We realize that there are just so many things going on out there that in different ways that we can help, that we keep our scope as broad as we can. I'll tell you that we're suffering for funds. Last year, 2020, really hurt a lot of organizations because nobody was allowed to have events. So funding is a real problem. We cannot help these people without funding. So our donors are so important to us, and they're the only reason we've gotten as far as we have and have been able to serve over 23,000 families with financial aid. It's because of the volunteers and the donors that we have. Our team is really special. We're all regular folks that just care, just realize the sacrifice that's made and want to do something to make sure that we help them. So, and a lot of our programs have changed over the years, and we've kind of adapted to their journey, trying to get involved in some of the different procedures out there, medical procedures that they can have that are helping a lot of the guys and gals with different PTSD symptoms. And like our backpack program this year, because last year the veterans' food and shelters were really suffering because nobody was bringing that stuff in. So we have a backpack program that we generally do a complete backpack filled with clothes, and we send it to the to different units in theater in case somebody's wounded and they have a set of clothing and different a hygiene bag and everything. But we changed that to just the hygiene bags, and we diverted that to veteran shelters in the States last year because they desperately needed those kind of items. So we're just kind of watching what's happening and trying to help as much as we can. There was a program that we just started at the end of last year that I wanted to kind of announce so that maybe any of your listeners that might be interested, or if they know of someone, please pass our information on to them. But we teamed up with the Veterans Institute of Training and Technology to provide a certification training course for Cisco Certified Network Associate. It's the CCNA Routing and Switching course. It's a six-week course, and it's done on Zoom, and it's done by prior military and Cisco certified instructors. And it's an opportunity to add something more to their resume, to maybe create a new job interest for them. We're gonna open up other training programs, but this is the first one. We started in November of last year, and we did Fort Bragg soldiers and gave them the opportunity. And then they go through the six-week course. It's three nights a week, and then at the end, there's an exam. So if they decide they want to take the exam, it's a $300 cost. But once they take that, if they submit that $300 receipt back to me, I will reimburse them for that. So it's a wonderful, amazing course, which could open up a lot of doors for all of our vets. We're offering it as well to the warriors in transition as they're moving out of the military too. But our vets that are out there, they want to, you know, go into something doing with computers, which is IT, which is, you know, always up and coming, and right. Give them some opportunities to move forward. So if anybody is interested, this particular course would cost around $5,000 per person. But because the instructors are donating their time to us, and we buy the books and we're covering the exam cost at the end if they choose to take it, it's costing the veteran nothing but time. It's a hard course, and they're going to have to, you know, get in there and work hard. But the instructors are so wonderful. They'll work extra time with them. So it's a really great opportunity. So if you have any friends or any of your listeners have any friends or are, you know, they are a veteran, please contact us at OperationFirstResponse.org, and we'll sign you up for the next class. And we do about 25 each class, and we try to give the instructors a couple weeks off since they're volunteering. But it's a really great opportunity, and we're really excited to be able to offer it. So we just want to be able to keep growing with them and keep offering whatever we see that might, you know, help their lives in any way. What a wonderful blessing it is to be able to do that for
Amen.
Somebody. It's, you know,
you heard that right here, folks. www.operationfirstresponse.org. Head on over there and link up with this fine organization. If you heard this
Please
great
do.
Course they're offering, if you're a veteran and you're listening, operationfirstresponse.org. Get in this program, show the receipt, get reimbursed, and wow, look at that. That's pretty amazing.
It puts you in line with a lot of higher paying jobs, you know, and right now, you know, that's certainly an issue. And also puts them in a world where, you know, a lot of our guys and gals prefer to kind of work from home. And so it opens up doors to have these kind of certifications. So and once they contact us, I will keep them in touch with whatever other certifications that we end up. We'll be teaching other different types of classes as time goes on. So we just want to get out there and offer it to as many of our veterans as we can.
Incredible. So you heard that right here, folks. Now check this out. I got this amazing song that I want to play. And if you really listen to the words, this is by our friend Dave Brain. Right after this song, I'll bring in Greg. You can say hello to Greg. Maybe you guys can network together and partner up and help each other. Who knows? I like to try
you
to do
You never know.
That
That's right.
Try to
Absolutely.
Do that from time to time. Two different organizations doing great things for our veterans. We're talking with Peggy Baker from Operation First Response, doing a lot of great things in reference to financial help and classes and courses to make you forge you ahead towards higher paying jobs as a veteran. So great things happening there. And coming up right after this song, Greg Laskowski from K9 Partners for Patriots. Good stuff. My friend got his dog there in the very beginnings of this organization. So this is great. Wait till you hear the update and the great news on this fine organization. Really good stuff. I'm so proud to have this episode today, folks. But check this out. Listen to the words in this song. This song is Freedom Rings, Blood of Heroes by Dave Bray. And this is amazing. It usually comes with an ad because it's on YouTube. I play it off YouTube. So.
Wake up on an uncomfortable mattress. You'll feel groggy.
Let's squash the ad. So, here we go. Skip ad. Here we go. All right. Blood of Heroes. Freedom Rings, Blood of Heroes. Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com.
For every soul. From every war, across the seas, around our shore, red and full,
hot sack. The coffin's a big, big dog. The price paid for it all, so remember, if she paid your freedom, this final breath, our last day. So with the blood of heroes, never die. For every soul from every war across the sea, or on the shore, every soul.
Beautiful.
Cherish his name as your freedom rings, folks. Ladies and gentlemen, our second guest tonight joining us, Canine Partners for Patriots, Greg Laskowski. What's happening, Greg? Welcome to the show. Say hello to Peggy. Peggy, say hello to Greg.
Good evening,
hey,
Peggy.
Greg.
Hello, Mark.
It's
hello,
wonderful
Greg.
To
Thanks
meet you.
Coming.
Absolutely. Great to be here.
Amen. If you have the show on in the background, turn it down. It comes with an echo. Thank you. Welcome to the show. I don't know if you heard our segment there that was just on with Peggy, doing great things financially for veterans in need.
Absolutely.
So there are many facets of reaching out and helping veterans. Your organization is doing great things. They're Canine Partners for Patriots, which is you guys, let the folks know, you go into shelters and rescue dogs that may or may not be on the euthanization list. Am I correct? And then you rehabilitate them and train them for veterans. Is that correct?
That's correct. What we try to do is get dogs at a certain age that might have the possibility or the ability to detect the scent of adrenaline. And then alert positively to it, because if they can do that, they can work with our organization and with veterans who have PTSD. That's the key to the training that Mary Peter created quite a few years ago. She's a canine behavior expert. She's well known in Hernando County because so many people have had dogs trained by her. But about back in 2015, she recognized that in the business that she had, it was Stillwater Dog Training. She recognized that there were veterans coming in who needed a dog, but they couldn't mix in with the civilian environment. It was just too stressful, and they wouldn't show up, you know, consistently for the training or anything like that. So that's what made her create an organization exclusively for veterans, veterans with PTSD and as well as traumatic brain injury and military sexual trauma. And because of what she understood about dogs and their scenting ability, she created a tremendous methodology where we get these dogs, we test to see if they can alert to adrenaline, and then we have the veteran pair with that dog, and they go through the program together for 6 months. We're not an organization that trains the dog and hands it over to a veteran and says, good luck. We have the veteran actually train the dog that becomes his or her working service dog. And they create a bond from the very beginning. And we see the progress. You can even see it in their body language and in their facial expressions. Because an awful lot of veterans who come into our program are really at the end of their rope. They are stressed. They have dealt with anger and anxiety and isolation. That's what happens with PTSD. It forces far too many veterans into isolation, and that's absolutely debilitating. And this is the reason why veteran suicides are as high as they are. We have 20 veterans a day losing their life to suicide, and that's what motivates all of our organization, and Mary especially, to do what she does. If you could see the progress, you'd be stunned, because when the veterans, you know, when they start off with their dog, with the dog that they're paired up with, they may be optimistic, but needless to say, there's a degree of uncertainty. They're not sure. They're hopeful, but they just don't know how it's going to work until they get a couple of weeks into the program and they start to realize that the things that they're teaching the dog, the dog's learning, the dog's reacting the way it's supposed to react. And when they see that progress, you can see the weight of the world is coming off their shoulders. They have a whole different, you can see the confidence that's building up within them, and they're becoming much more positive. We've had research done at University of Central Florida where they have tested our veterans and just to see what kind of results they're getting. And this 2 years ago, they found 95% of the veterans in our program reported a decrease in anxiety. 95%, amen. They reported decreases in depression, in anger, in irritability. 91% reported decreases in flashbacks and nightmares. And that's one of the real difficulties that the veterans have.
I can attest to this firsthand. Our friend Josh, who was basically a shut-in before he got Allison, is now out and about. He goes out. He functions now. He's doing it. He's living. He's not stuck in the house.
That's it. Yeah,
absolutely.
I
personally have seen miracles happen with the service dogs, and I thank you so much for the work that you do.
Well, I'm just grateful to be there. I'm not a trainer. I'm just somebody who tries to get the word out. But the trainers that do this work are so dedicated. You'd have to see it to believe it. We even have a woman who's a trainer who is also a professional canine massage therapist. And she helps an awful lot of these dogs because, don't forget, these dogs are working dogs. And they're service dogs. They can develop an injury. They can get any number of conditions. And when these dogs walk in, her name is Vraley, and she can spot exactly what the problem is just by the way the dog is walking. And then she'll put the dog on a table. She'll do the massage work, and it's absolutely phenomenal, the things that they're able to accomplish.
I truly agree. Yeah,
that's incredible, and it's a wonderful program. Now, when you first started out, it was a struggle. You had a few guys. When you first came on, you were pretty much maybe a year or two. You weren't really at it. How long has this organization been in work?
It's been in existence since 2015. And
right.
you know, when Mary started this, the first veteran to go in through the training before it was even a formal program, his name's Ron Flavel. He did so well that he then became a trainer himself. He also became a veteran liaison. A few years later, he was appointed chief financial officer, and a year ago, he was named chief executive officer. So he's a living manifestation of the success of the program, because what he was able to accomplish, and his wife, Kelly, can tell you, she wrote an article for it was Tampa Bay Times, talking about the spouse's perspective on this program. And we've even had research done on spouses and what the program, what this program has been able to do from the spouse's perspective. And they said that they can see that the service dog program for their spouse, it helps them build resiliency and it builds bridges for them. It says their entire family benefits from this because of the strengthening of the relationship with the spouse. And that's something that we want a lot of people to understand. You know, when you're talking about a veteran with PTSD, you're not talking about one person and one veteran's experience. That veteran with PTSD is impacting a spouse. He or she could be impacting children. And the entire household feels the effect of PTSD. And it's not a good one. It's often quite detrimental.
I've witnessed also some pretty scary flashbacks of friends' fathers who came back from Vietnam War, some of the things, the torment that they were going through with no help back in the late 70s and early 80s.
Yes.
These guys were trying to adjust, and they could, all of a sudden they were on the, they were in their living room watching TV, and the next minute they were in the jungle.
Right.
Screaming.
And it, what's really terrible is that the public reception for many of those Vietnam veterans was absolutely deplorable, and that made matters 10 times worse. I think that we're getting a little bit better educated, and we're starting to have a better understanding of all the things that the veterans are struggling with, but that doesn't mean we can ever fully understand their experience.
Right.
I'm gonna ask this question for both of you guys. I'm going to start with you, Greg. Now that President Trump is no longer in office, I know this isn't really political. He's not in office no more. When he was really taking care of the vets. What are the vets saying now that Biden's in office? Are they getting nervous that some of the programs are going to get cut, or are they still confident that they're going to get the care that they deserve?
Honestly, I don't want to sound like I'm avoiding the question, but it's not something we've even talked about. You know, we never discuss politics with our veterans. Everything is really focused on the training. You know, we are a nonpartisan organization, so we don't get involved in that.
I was just wondering if you heard them talking, you know, some veterans talking maybe amongst themselves saying, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Joe Biden's in office. 'Cause I don't know, if I was a veteran, I would be nervous. But that's a whole nother question, maybe a whole nother show and a whole nother topic.
Well, Mark, I also have to tell you, that whatever the veterans say in that facility, it stays in that facility. That's, you know, that's a safe zone for them, and I respect the confidentiality of whatever they share.
Amen. That's good news. I'm glad. I'm glad. That's actually very wise. But trust is a very big part of helping these guys adjust back to and assimilate back to life after being on a battlefield.
Oh, it
exactly.
Certainly is.
They've got to be able to trust us.
Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Good point.
You know, Mark, so I want to tell you,
go off of that topic completely.
You know, just a couple of years ago, our organization was celebrating a milestone. In March of 2019, we thought we had really hit quite a threshold when we reached 200 veterans in the program. And today, we're up to 465 veterans.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful.
I can't get over it. And the sad thing is, while I'm very glad that we're able to help all those veterans and get the dogs matched up with them, the sad thing is that the need does not diminish. There are 300,000 veterans just in the Tampa Bay metro area alone. And so we're just touching the tip of the iceberg.
Yep. And it's pretty incredible. The work that I got to witness with my own eyes, this works, folks. So if you want to help Canine Partners for Patriots, Greg's going to tell you where to go. How do folks get in touch with and to help donate or whatever the case may be to Canine Partners for Patriots?
Sure. Best place to go is directly to the website, and that's K9, the letter K, number 9, partnersforpatriots.com. When you go there, you'll see it's very easy to get involved. You can make a donation. If you're a veteran who's interested in finding out more, simply visit the website and you can fill in an application. You'll see the box where it says Veterans Start Here. So we try to make it as simple as possible. And, even with COVID, as much as we were slowed down last year, you know, because of COVID, we were able to, we adjusted. Mary and Ron, they made sure that despite the fact that we had to close the facility for several weeks, we still maintained contact with all the veterans in their classes. And the way we did it, we had training videos that we put out on Facebook and that were updated every week. Those went out on a Wednesday. And then we also had on Thursdays, we had live Q&A discussions where anybody could, whatever questions they had about the training, they could ask the question and we'd be back in touch with them. So that dialogue was absolutely essential, when we had the COVID issue. Now the facility is back open and we have the training classes running. We still don't want to encourage anyone to drop in on us unannounced. So if somebody wants to try to schedule a visit, they would have to call ahead. But right now we're not scheduling any visits. We just have the veterans and some of their family members who can come in.
Amen. So you heard it right there, folks. K9, that's the letter K, the number 9, partnersforpatriots.com, and get involved today. If you need, they're not taking requests right now. They're working with, they have many, they have exploded. They have many people out there in training. And is there an actual waiting list? Can people get on a list and be called in the future when an opening does come available?
When we have the veterans apply, they go through an interview process, and believe it or not, there is no waiting list. We are working to maintain that so that we never want to see a veteran, stalled in the process. So more often than not, even if we don't yet have the dog that's ready for him or her, we invite that veteran, once they're cleared through the veteran liaison, and once we see all the paperwork is right, they're invited to come in and watch the classes. We want them to come in for 3 consecutive weeks, one day a week for 3 weeks, so that they can get really familiar with the whole process. And it also lets us see if they're really seriously invested or if they're really just showing up because they're trying to placate somebody else. We want to make sure they want to be there, that they're not doing this because somebody's twisting their arm.
Right on. I hear that. Now, you got 2 fine organizations here. I hope you guys can link up together. You've got the websites with one another. They're on the live feed, caninepartnersforpatriots.com and operationfirstresponse.org. Link up, email each other. And maybe you can help each other as great organizations and network together. That'd be awesome. I would love to make connections like that. My next episode is what I'm going to try to do. Will be in a couple of weeks. Again, I'll do another veteran advocacy show. I'm going to do this once a month now for groups and organizations that I know of, have helped or are helping folks. And I'm going to look for suicide prevention organizations. One that I did an event for, Operation 65, a fantastic organization. That is every 65 seconds a veteran commit suicide. So that's they want to stop that. Project 65, is a fine group. They just had a thing down in Sebring, Florida, and they do a lot of great events and things to raise funds and help with veterans and suicide prevention. Very important stuff. Her name is Annette. I'm pretty sure she'll come on. She listens to the show from time to time. and they got a great organization. I'll be looking for another. I like to have back-to-back guests with two great organizations. It's very important, folks, to remember that if you're online at the Wawa and a gentleman has his Desert Storm hat on, buy his coffee. Why not? It's going to hurt. You'll make the man's day. I guarantee it.
Absolutely.
When I walk up to the counter and the person behind the counter lets me walk away with a free coffee, it makes my day. So I get it.
Yep.
Even if it's $1.25 cup of coffee, for crying out loud, it's $1.25.
That's right.
Don't buy a bag of chips in the vending machine that day.
Good point.
You know what I mean? Not a hard thing to do. All right,
that's
folks,
for
this
sure.
has been a spectacular episode. I'm so proud to have you guys come on my show. I hope that we're able to help even just a little bit. One donation counts, one referral counts, one little talk, word of mouth, it gets a long way. Word of mouth
That's
is sure
true.
The way of true advertising. It's the way people trust word of mouth more than they trust what's coming out of that box on the table or hanging
Absolutely.
Off the wall.
I totally agree. And I'd like to say something, Mark, if I could have a second.
Yes,
you know, you
ma'am.
Mentioned
yes, ma'am.
Thanking our veterans, and we also have to remember our Gold Star families. You know, every day for them is Memorial Day. And how do we honor the sacrifices made by their children is by taking care of the comrades that they sent home to us, you know, which will end up the trickle down will help the suicide rates go down, but we have to remember there's just so many sides to this, and it's a beautiful thing to be able to come together as separate organizations, because there's a lot of pieces to the puzzle. No one organization can do everything, but by coming together, we can just make such a large difference, and we have to do that.
Amen.
It's our job. It's our responsibility.
Shout out to
so
our
thanks for having me
friend.
On.
Is a shout out to our mutual friend Susan Price, Gold Star mother, has been on the show before. You know who she is, ladies and gentlemen.
She's a good friend of mine.
Yes, indeed. She's the reason you and I are talking right now. Thank you so much, Susan.
I know. She brought us together. Thank you, Susan.
And she's probably not watching. Shame on her.
We'll tell her.
We'll tell her. Now she's going to see. Shame on you, Susan. We love you, my sister. Thank you guys so
That's
much
right.
for coming on the show tonight. Any updates, feel free. I'll be doing this from time to time every few months. Maybe you guys come on once in a while and just promote your business. I think it's a wonderful thing you're doing to help people. It's very important. Be an American.
Anytime.
Folks, be an American that a veteran will look at and say, I am proud to have served for that American. If you can do that,
Amen.
You have arrived.
Yep.
Yes,
couldn't agree more.
Mark, could I add one more point?
Absolutely, sir. Go for it.
You know, if people want to try to help our organization, one of the things that we need are folks who can foster a dog temporarily so that we can hold a dog that we get from a shelter before we're able to turn it over to a particular veteran. And sometimes these are dogs that we ask our fosters to take care of just for a couple of weeks, and we provide the food, we provide whatever veterinary care might be needed, but we hope that there are people who have experience having handled a dog, who have a fenced-in yard, that's very important, and as long as they're able to get that dog out and keep that dog active, we don't want the dog just, you know, laying on the sofa and sleeping all day. We want them
right.
walking the dog and
That's
keeping the dog
part.
Active, socializing the dog, you know. But the tough part about it is a lot of people get very attached to these dogs very quickly. And so
yes.
if that's your personality, you might want to think twice. But if you think you can if you think you can foster a dog and know that's going to help a veteran really get through PTSD and be able to manage his or her life better, that can be a tremendous help. We always need fosters, and if anybody can do that, we would ask them to give us a call. I can give you the phone number. It's area code 352-397-5306.
All right, hold on. I'm going to put the 352. 352?
Yes, 397 5306. That's our office number. And if anyone can foster a dog, we'd love to hear from them. You can also go online and see what the specifics are. But, we want somebody who is responsible. You have to be at least 21 years old. We hope that you have a house with a yard that's fenced in. And if you've got experience with dogs and you can handle it, we'd like to hear from you.
Right. And that was 352-397-5306?
That's correct.
There you go, folks. If you can foster a dog, call that number. I could picture Greg coming to my house to pick up the dog. No, you can't have him.
Change of mind.
He's providing a service. I have PTSD. If you lived here, you'd have PTSD too. No, just kidding. You know, you can't have the dog, Greg. I'm sorry. I got to keep him. That's I couldn't do that. Look, my friend's a vet. He hangs out with me every day. He plays with my dog. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You guys are providing a great service. Thank you so much for all you are doing, folks. If you can't
Thanks
do something.
Thanks for having us.
You can't
much
do anything.
Much appreciated.
Buy a cup of coffee for a vet. It'll make their day. If that's all you can do, do it. It's a great thing. God bless you guys. Keep up the great work. Ladies and
gentlemen.
Thank
you very much.
Thanks so much, Mark.
That's Peggy Baker, Operation First Response, and Greg Laskowski, Canine Partners for Patriots. You can find the websites there on our live feed. It's www.letterknumber9partnersforpatriots.com and operationfirstresponse.org. Head on over there, chip in $1, chip in $2. Go volunteer, do something, help somebody. It's a great feeling when you do that. It's unbelievable. Right here, it hits you right here. You know. So with that, we're going to say tune in next Thursday. We'll line something up. I'm going to probably do Constitution 101 with my friend CJ. He's going to come on and join us. He is a civil rights constitutional attorney guy. He studies that stuff, and we will go over a couple of things in the Constitution that are under attack today by our friends in the White House and in the House and the Senate. Boy, are they coming after this little document we know as the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. They have bypassed the co-equal branch, the Supreme Court, by simply legislating executive orders at a breakneck pace, and they're smacking us right across the grill. You bad kids, you voted for Trump. Bad. You are now punished. Well, guess what, folks? They're punishing us. We got 2 years of this. Remember this when election day comes around, folks. You folks that voted for this fine gas increases that we get each week, it's just climbing and climbing and climbing. Oil trading at 69 plus a barrel now. Before you know it, it'll be $4.50 a gallon in Florida. That means like $8 in California and New York and places like that. But that's good for those places because they're the reason we got this turd. You know? And we know Joe Biden ain't there for a long time, folks. Joe Biden is going bye-bye via the 25th Amendment real soon. The cognitive decline is completely evident to people who have half a brain. You know, and I think I got half a brain. Maybe I got a quarter of a brain, but I use it. You know? These are important things to think about. Gun control legislation went flying through the House today and is getting signed. There you go, folks. Before you know it, the First Amendment will be under attack, too, and they'll be doing things to squash that. They're trying real hard. Check out H.R. 1. Good stuff. Voting has consequences, ladies and gentlemen. Too bad we all suffer them. You know? We didn't vote for this. But we're suffering it, and we will remember it. Come this time, 2022, when election season rolls around, I hope people remember and come to their senses and take back the House and the Senate so that we can stop this madness. Pepe Le Pew, Mr. Potato Head, Jesus, what are we talking about, Mr. Potato Head? What? Because it says Mr.? There are school folks right now in New York that you cannot say mom, dad, him, her, she, he. You're not allowed to use those words in the schools. They're teaching these kids that. Elementary age kids in New York right now today. Fact check that, Facebook. You they don't because they know it's true. They cannot deny it. It's insane. Pepe Le Pew, really? Speedy Gonzalez. My Mexican friends are like, what are you talking about? We love Speedy Gonzalez. You know what I'm saying? Nuts. What's going on here? And the next thing you know, when they get rid of the Dr. Seuss books, they burn the Dr. Seuss books. But folks, the reality of the Dr. Seuss books is, in schools and federal places, they're getting rid of those Dr. Seuss books. You can go to drseussprobably.com and get Green Eggs and Ham, and they'll sell it to you. This is just things that the wacky leftist federalists are doing because they're insane. Their hate for Trump far outshadows their love of nation. They will never get over it. They know he's lurking in the shadows, and they are freaking out because he will get elected again if he runs, and they know it. They have bombed. They're blowing it, and they're doing all this just to spite you and me who voted for Trump. They are so mad at us. They want to spank you over the knee. They want Joe Biden to come sniff you. Crazy. And with that, folks, I want to say thanks for tuning in. It's been a fun episode of the Patriot Nation radio show. I hope you really enjoyed my little monologue there, because it made me feel like, yippee, I love it. Illegal aliens pouring across the border with no face masks, no social distancing, ravaged with COVID, pouring into America. As we're eradicating this disease, they're pouring in, spreading it. Talk about a super spreader. With that, this is the Soft Spangled Banner, and it's performed by our good friend Dave Bray. DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, is out now. You don't want to miss it. It probably comes with an ad. Here we go.
Who could have known that extra love could have extra
power? They always come with an ad on music. I guess that's how you get paid. Please rise. Soft Spangled Banner. DaveBrayUSA.com, Music on a Mission, Storyteller Edition, out now. You can get that version anytime you like, right there. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It's been another great episode of Patriot Nation Radio. Until we meet again Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Good night. God bless America.